All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea, and we literally just had a guest walk into the studio. No plan or schedule or anything, but when something like this happens, I like to roll with it. We're going to be chatting with Ian Ranman. He's currently cycling across the country, going from Florida to Alaska. So Ian, who's currently fending off my dog Moxie right now, who's bring your dog to work day was happening right now. So we've got two guests in the studio. But Ian, tell us about your story, man. Give us some background on who you are, why you're doing this, and yeah, what's next?
Yeah, so the main thing, I'm doing this in memory of my cousin that passed away a few years ago, Josh Ranman. He passed away from cancer at age 20 in 2018. So the organization that I'm raising money for is Tackle Kids Cancer. Raised about $2,500 so far, I think actually a little bit more. So yeah, I just graduated college with my master's in computer science back in New York. And I actually had a friend who did this trip a few years ago, although he took a more direct route.
Okay.
So yes, I'm going for the southernmost point of the continental U.S. to the northernmost point of North America, accessible by road. But, you know, if I wait long enough and everything freezes over, I'll just keep going north. So, yeah, I left June 1st. Today is day 39 of cycling, I think. So I've been making good progress with that.
Wow.
By the time I get into Alaska, to my destination, it'll be early to mid-October. I think average high at that time is like 22 degrees.
Yeah, it starts to get pretty chilly then around that time.
Yeah, a little bit colder than the 90 to 100s I was dealing with every day for the, you know, first 40% or so of my trip.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the south was pretty brutal in terms of heat and humidity. And I mean, it didn't cool off in Kansas, but at least the humidity went down a bit. Man, the south was full of dogs chasing me.
And now you can't escape them here either.
Yes, although I didn't expect the Moxie. But yeah, I mean, in Denver, I picked up a bear canister, and, you know, I've been carrying bear spray with me since Florida. Luckily, I've not had to use it. But main highlight of the trip so far has just been all the people I've met. You know, the south wasn't all too scenic, but people are real friendly down there. You know, southern hospitality is real.
It is a thing, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then let's see, in terms of unplanned events, I mean,
I can only imagine.
Yeah, day one was fine. Day two, I had a major bike failure, and fortunately I was only about 16 miles from a bike shop. Day three.
Yeah, that's not bad, because I mean, you get to some pretty desolate stretches of road, I'm assuming, so 16 miles is
out here, it's nothing. Actually, there is a bike shop in Lander I saw.
Yeah, but, yeah, a very good one, too.
First one I've seen since Denver.
Wow, wow.
And so, let's see, day three was a tropical storm. let's see, I broke some spokes. Oh, on day two, after the major bike failure, I also had a couple flats. And then day three, I had another flat on top of the tropical storm. And then, let's see, in eastern Colorado, I had some tornadoes. Not too far from me. I got some nice pictures. My grandmother wasn't too happy, though.
No, that's the type of thing. Like, how's the trip going? And you show a picture of a tornado,
yeah,
and it's like that.
You know, she's like, oh, is there a ditch next to you? Or, you know, I'll be talking to her on the phone. And, you know, in the south, I was doing a lot of night riding because of the heat and exposure. And, you know, I was on a lot of back roads, and the back roads, the dogs, a lot more of them. So, you know, I'll be talking with my grandmother on the phone, and she'll hear the barking. And she'll hear them getting closer and closer, and she starts screaming. I'm like, grab your bear spray. They're getting closer.
Yeah, diving into a ditch doesn't help with the pack of wild dogs. What's that like, cycling at night? Is that...
Oh, it's fantastic. It's I love the solitude.
Yeah.
I mean, back at home, I used to go for bike rides. I'd start at like 11 p.m., come back at 6 a.m. I'm very much a night person. I have not seen that many sunrises on this trip.
Gotcha. yeah.
Although out here with the... all the wildlife out here, I want to focus more on daytime riding.
It is pretty, especially in this Wyoming stretch, that nighttime, it's pretty serious. That is very true.
And especially as I get into Canada and eventually Alaska, I'm going to have a lot more in terms of like grizzly bears and eventually polar bears. So it'd be good if I can see them.
I mean, you're doing this trip, and I'm sorry too. I didn't get to hear you that well because I was dealing with the dog at the beginning.
Yeah,
you
said, that's fine.
It was a family member that passed away. That you're doing an honor.
My cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. So he it was a rare cancer called desmoplastic small round cell tumor. So he had it for a few years before he passed in 2018, and I mean, he was a big face in the organization Tackle Kids Cancer by the time he passed.
Really?
And, you know, he talked with Eli Manning a bit, which Eli Manning is a big guy in the organization. And Eli Manning actually tweeted out my trip a few weeks ago.
That's amazing.
And so, I mean, my cousin Josh, he was big in his community. He was big at his synagogue. He started the robotics club at his school. He's one of the main reasons I got into computer science. And he was also big into aviation. So I think around the time he passed, he had around 8 logged flying hours. So pretty impressive, considering all he was going through at the time.
So definitely just an amazing way to raise awareness for his situation and to honor him as well. Cycling across the country. That is amazing, my friend.
A couple countries, right? So it makes me happy. Hopefully it makes him happy, makes my family happy, makes his friends happy, and, you know, raises awareness because pediatric cancer doesn't really get all that much attention and funding from the government compared to other cancers.
Hats off to you, though, for doing what you're doing. I mean, most people will put a post on Facebook or donate to the cause or something, but you're literally traveling across the U.S.
Yeah. So my main goal with this trip is obviously donations are great to the organization, but the main thing is just to... you know, spread the word about my cousin and all the work that Tackle Kids Cancer is doing.
Where can people donate?
So if you go to my website, ianrandman.com, that's ianrandman.com, you can see my blog, you can see my route, where I currently am. And then there's a link to the fundraiser where you can learn more about my cousin and donate. That'd be great. And that's just ianrandman.com/fundraiser.
So once again, man, thank you so much for doing this and for stopping by. Like literally, Ian just walked up to the radio station, was like, "Hey, here's a great story for you." It's like reporter's dream, doing all the work for me here. But how quick are you leaving Lander today?
Yeah, I was just on my way out. I stayed in the city park last night.
That has to be. I gotta pause here. Out of all the, I mean, an oasis in the middle of nowhere, I'm assuming a free, beautiful city park that's shaded.
Yeah, there's really a whole lot of nothing. You know, I've been carrying about a gallon of water with me each day just because there's nothing. I mean, even the creeks, it seems everything's dried up.
Yeah.
And so today I'll probably try to get to Dubois, or I don't know how you pronounce it.
It is Dubois, but do not say Dubois. When you're there, it's Dubois. If you say, "Thanks for welcoming me to Dubois," you'll get the funny looks.
All right, Dubois it is.
Yeah, Dubois it is. That's my pro tip to you. Once you make it to Dubois, it's Dubois.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, out here, cell service isn't fantastic. And, you know, at least for the first, I mean, I'm still in the first half of my trip. I'll be about halfway once I get out of Yellowstone. But for most of the trip, you know, I've been filling my evenings by talking with family, like my grandmother, or friends, and especially the other people I've met on this trip. Most of them were from the South, or you know, there was one couple in St. Louis. You know, I had met them in a museum in Alabama, and they opened their home to me when I reached St. Louis, and you know, they took me to see the Gateway Arch and took me to see a Cardinals game. It was quite the experience.
And stuff like that wouldn't even happen if you're just traveling through on a normal road trip or whatever. This can only happen in your situation.
Yeah, in a car, you know, talk to no one and pay a whole ton in gas.
Exactly.
So here I go nice and slow, talk to everyone, especially when I need water, which is frequently.
Right. And, well, feel free to tank up here with water. It is coffee time, so if you need a coffee on your way out, I'll get you a to-go cup.
Don't worry. I just had breakfast and lunch at McDonald's.
Hey, there you go. Now you said, you know, meeting people along the way, that's gotta be one of the best parts of it. But, what was one of the biggest surprises that you've happened upon so far? Like something that you just weren't expecting?
So I was in a small town in, I guess, other unexpected things. I mean, I had to some issues with cops. I did sleep in a prison one night. Willingly.
There's a story here.
Yeah. It's I just went up to a correctional facility and was like, "Hey, where's a good place to sleep?" And they're like, "How about here?"
And you're just the roll with it mentality of,
yeah.
"I'm here. There's a bed. There's water. I'm doing it."
Yeah. So what I was actually going to say before is there was a town called Utah in Alabama. And a real small town. And, you know, I went into a place called Cajun Cafe. And, you know, it's they gave me food on the house and made some donations.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was right next door was the firehouse. And, you know, the fire chief was at the restaurant. And, he said, "When you're done eating, you know, come over here and I'll give you a tour of the town." So, you know, he drove me around, gave me talked about all the history there. And, going through by car, you know, just pass through, look at the sign and keep going. So people are real, real nice. Certainly was nice to be in a car for once instead of on the bike.
Yeah, I bet.
And, I learned a lot more about each town on the bike than I would in a car.
I can only imagine, too, because you're kind of, I mean, you're enmeshed into the culture.
Yes.
Then, willingly, no. but kind of by, not by choice then at that
yes.
point, because you're just out in it.
On top of that, the fire chief let me take a nice long nap in the fire station, you know, with no one there for a few hours, so I could wait out the heat, you know, around 100 degrees at the time, and really doesn't start cooling down until about 6 or 7 p.m. there.
Right.
Good thing now is it's a little bit cooler around here, especially at night. I've actually used my sleeping bag for, I think, the third time on this trip.
Okay, yeah. The desert, kind of miserable during the day, but at night, I mean, it really does
come. Yeah.
It cools down quite a bit out here.
I was expecting Kansas to be the worst in terms of wind, but Wyoming has been terrible.
And this has been a banner year for wind, too. Like, the past 2 years, seriously, Casper was the only town that was the windy.
Yep.
Now it's just everywhere.
A few days ago, I had a constant 30 to 40 mile an hour headwind all day, you know, and only doing like 5 or 6 miles an hour, even downhill, nice and slow. Gets a bit frustrating at times, especially because, not much in terms of services. So
right.
I have to carry extra with me just because I go so slow. But in the end, it's fine. I get to appreciate the scenery a little bit more.
Exactly.
It's real bad when a semi comes by, you know, just... feel like I'm going backwards at that point. Today, the wind is a little bit behind me, so hopefully I can make some good progress, and today will be a bit of a longer day. And then my next stop is, I'll get to Grand Teton and go to Yellowstone, and then I'll go north to Canada, go through Banff and Jasper, and then after that, it gets pretty remote.
Yeah, and I mean, we talk about remote out here, but that's remote.
Yeah. I'll be fine. I have a satellite communicator with me.
Smart, yep. Doing
and, I mean,
it right.
I'm mainly on roads, so, you know, there are truckers come by every once in a while. So I'm never really going to get into too much trouble. But obviously I can't talk for hours with my grandmother at night to ease her concerns.
Yeah, that's...
And, I mean, there's really not much that's going to stop me from getting to my destination. You know, if my bike fails... Well, I mean, I'm not going to stop biking, so I'll just get a new bike. If I have a bit of an accident, I wait a little bit and heal. If I get mauled by a bear, hopefully it's going north.
Hopefully any bear maulings are avoidable just in general.
Yes,
make it the rest of the way.
And then at my destination, there's really not much there but oil. So I'll probably try to hitch a ride back to Fairbanks and get a flight out of there back to New York. And then, like I said, I just graduated college, so I'm going to go look for a job out in Silicon Valley.
Doing it right, man. I mean, just for a great cause, seeing the country, raising awareness. Once again, hats off to you, Ian, and appreciate you stopping by today.
Thank you.
Was there anything else that you wanted to get out to our listeners, though, before we let you get out of here?
That's about it. I mean, main thing I want you guys to do is just go to my website and read more about my cousin and, just share it with your friends and whatnot.
And once again, for our listeners, what is that website? One more time.
It is ianrandman.com. Ian is IAN. Randman is RANDMAN.
You heard it here, folks. Go to ianranman.com, donate toward the cause. Trying to get to Alaska, not even trying, he's making it to Alaska. Stop through our little town of Lander here in Fremont County. Ian, thank you so much for telling us your story.
Yeah, thanks for having me.